It's now time for our Horton Locker Room Chat here on KNZA, brought to you by Union State Bank, talking Chargers basketball. We're joined now by the girls head coach, that is Gary Sorensen. Brandon Tamman with you as well. Coach, let's dive into it. A very solid game on Tuesday night, but your team came out on the short end, of course, going back to your old stomping grounds in Jackson Heights, and the Cobras coming out with this one, 51-48. Kind of take us through the ebbs and flows of that game and ultimately a three-point loss, but certainly a good one.
Well, it was an exciting game for everyone involved. We led most of the game. I thought we came out and I thought we played real well. They hit some shots down the stretch. We got a little foul trouble and before you know it, the buzzer goes off and we're down by three. It was a good game. It was a good game. It was a fun game for everyone.
It's been tough, you know, here in February for everybody because with the cancellations, postponements, the weather in January, a lot of games being made up in a pretty short amount of time. You kind of look at how your schedule is played out. You're playing every 2 or 3 days, it seems like, here down the stretch, so you don't get a whole lot of practice time. Do you feel like the team's kind of adjusted, you know, for the most part, kind of playing with a staggered schedule here in February?
Well, I really think our girls have done a great job. Fortunately, only had one cancellation. We're making that up on Monday, but our kids I'm proud of them. They've adjusted well. We're much better ball club now than we were before Christmas. We're doing some things differently. We're shooting the ball a little bit better, and you know, I love the kids and they work hard and you know, losing is not fun, but we're getting better and so hopefully. We'll do well towards the end of the season here.
Yeah, you certainly want to be playing your best basketball here at this point down the home stretch with Substate looming, and you get 3 games left. You mentioned the makeup Monday. That'll be at ACCHS, but the Friday-Tuesday finales will be at Morehill Mounts Academy and then against Oskaloosa, respectively. So let's talk about Friday's matchup. Again, the Ravens a quietly jump up, and they got a good senior class, and they sit at the top of the league and yet to be dethroned in their 14 league games. They're 16-2 and 14-0 in league play. The Ravens have just been so, so good in a top 10 ranking in 2A. You know, what stands out about them the most and really the heaviest challenge you'll see there?
Well, we faced them early in the season, and there again, we weren't playing real well. And Coach has done a great job with them over there. And we've got our hands full on Friday. You know, hopefully we come out and, you know, if the ball goes in the hoop, you look a little bit better, and it's going to be a tough challenge. But there again, we're looking forward to playing them. We've got a couple of days of practice, and you know, I'm real happy for them, and hopefully we can give them a good ball game.
Horton girls basketball coach, that is Gary Sorensen, joining us again. It is brought to you by Union State Bank. Chargers at Morehill Mounts Academy on Friday. Quick turnaround Monday and a makeup at ACCHS. And then next Friday, the 23rd, they will wrap up the regular season at home against the Bears of Oskaloosa. Coach, as always, appreciate a few minutes of your time, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks a lot, Brandon.